Hey, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. It's me, Dee Medina. Are you busy right now?
Just got to my office right now. Yeah, I'm okay.
Oh, okay. So, Bonnie did confirm with me, one of our Google Verified reps here, that the number that you gave yesterday, that is a local service ads number. So they did confirm that. So the next step, because I guess we didn't get the full access, so she resent you an email. Okay. Let me go to her notes. So she resent you an email. Where'd it go here? There we go, Michael. So what she said is, you need to follow the instructions on the email. She's going to resend it. So that way you can give us the access. You could either do it or you can wait until your onboarding call to do it to make sure you do it correctly. So I need to schedule your onboarding call. How does your schedule look today?
I'm flexible today. I just got a few emails, but I'm flexible.
Okay. Let me look at the calendar and then you let me know what time works for you. Okay. Let me see. Everyone's out to lunch at that time. We could do a 1 o'clock, 1:30, 2 o'clock, 3:30. What time do you want?
1 o'clock works this one.
1 o'clock? Okay, so let's do that. I'm gonna schedule the 1 o'clock for you. Let me send you the calendar invite. And then do you want to double check and make sure that you got that email?
Let me check.
Okay. So she had resent it. I think it was like around 10 o'clock, I'll tell you. Let me put you for 1 o'clock real quick before someone snags that time for me. So this is going to be GB.
I haven't got it yet.
No? Okay, did you check your spam mail?
No, I don't have anything from you.
Do you remember the email that you got from her yesterday?
I did. You know, I clicked on it and I gave the access, but maybe I have to do other stuff. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so I'll have her walk you through it. I'll let her know. Let me just do this here. I want to make sure you get the invite that I send you. So, Michael, if I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'm going to be the one to call you to introduce you to either Bonnie or Areli, whoever's available to do your client onboarding call. If I'm not available, they're just going to call you directly from our 877 number. We went ahead and already removed, so this way you're not charged on the 17th for the Google Ads. I did ask them though to take a look at them to kind of even in these last weeks, let's get something out of it. But they will no longer be running as of the 17th. Okay. So you are not going to be charged for those Google ads anymore. Okay. So I had those removed just so that way you're aware. And then let me just go here. Invite. There we go. Okay. Yeah, so I'm glad that it was confirmed that that was the right number. Thank goodness. You know, sometimes it ends up being not the right number and then it's like we're having them dig and dig, but she wanted to confirm that. So then once we get the full access, then she can see, okay, this is what's left. Real quick. You have the general contractor building license, right? Is that the one that you carry?
I have that one and the C-39, the roofing.
And the C-39. That's what I wanted to confirm with you. Okay, so just so that way I note it. Okay, so it's the general building one and then the C-39. Awesome. Good for you. Okay,
yes.
Perfect.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Wow, you're just like a go-getter over here, huh?
It's a little tough.
Is it? You know what? I've heard guys that have been in California, right? and then move to a different state, they say it's harder to get your license in California than it is in other states.
Well, it's hard in the sense that, I got my license, my roofing one, I passed it on the first try. But
good
I think the first one was my general construction. That one was a little tough, but I got it. There's two tests, right? The law and business and the trade. So the law and business, I did it on the first try. The law and the trade, I did it. I think the trade, I did it on my third try and I passed it.
Man. And some, do they even tell you this is what you missed? And then you look back, do they give you that option to tell you what it was that you missed? Or no?
There's five sections.
Okay.
And they'll tell you which sections you had a higher percentage and a lower percentage. So it gives you an idea of what areas you're good and what areas you're not good. So they don't really tell you.
Tell you it was number six that you missed where you could be I knew it was that other answer.
Is what I'm saying.
Oh,
but what is tough right now for us, for instance, right now, my cousin Giovanni, yesterday he went to do three bids.
Okay.
And I'll give you just a little example. So on one of them, we charged $42,000.
Okay.
And the guy called today, my cousin Gio talked to the client and told him somebody gave me half the price, $22,000.
No.
And we were like, what? How is this guy doing that? And we made the math. Just on materials, it's going to be $22,000. I don't know how these guys are doing it. And then the other one, we charged $21,000, and somebody charged it at, I think $16,000. So what's happening right now is that there's, I have a company, right? We have a license and everything.
Uh-huh.
And employees, but what's happening is that people are out there giving prices, but they're either no profit, and two, they're doing it let's just say me, myself, Michael Orantes, is actually out there. I'm hands-on, doing it hands-on.
You want to know what? Or what I think is going on is that they're cutting corners. That could be another thing, that they're cutting corners. Or honestly, they're probably not even licensed and insured.
No,
let's be
licensed.
Real.
And some of them, they're not even licensed. Some of them are not even licensed. So what they tell the homeowner, I'm like, well, you could get the permit and you hire us and we do the work, which you could do that here in California, but they're not licensed.
No, and how do I know if that work's going to be guaranteed?
Yeah, they have no warranty. We give them warranty.
Wow. You know what? Let me tell you, Michael, not even to get off subject, right, but I don't know if I told you years ago, I used to be a taquera, right? On the weekends.
Yeah.
And so years ago, I used to be a taquera. And it was a good hustle on the weekends, right? We did a lot of weddings, quinceañeras, for every event. But I have a cousin who does taquisas too. And she was telling me, because on Facebook, I'm part of the different communities, right? So on Facebook, and just so you know, if anyone was asking for general contractors or whatever, or roofing, I try to put people out there because I'm in different communities. So I'll say hey, call this guy, right? Or whoever. But I noticed, and she's been finding this for her business, people are lowballing, right? Completely lowballing. So for example, she charges average about $16 a plate, right? You get the whole beans, rice, the three meats, the salsas, quesadillas, all that, right? But I'll give you an example. She would charge $1,600 for 100 people. And her setup, her quality of meat, she goes where I used to get my meat from. This Garnicero is a family-owned business, top quality meat. You're going to pay top price, but you get what you pay for, right? And she has people that are telling her someone offered me $700 for 100 people. She's like, you might want to jump on that because I can't match that price. So I was talking to my friend who owns the Garnicera, and I said, hey, Yvonne, what's going on? Are people lowballing? Because my cousin's been telling me that. She goes, you know what? We have one of our own competitors coming here, and they're buying the scraps, the trim, and they're taking their trim, and they're buying a little bit of asada, and they grind it up real good, so they're mixing all the nerve, the fat and everything with part good meat. And that's what they're doing. So they're like cutting corners. Yeah, this is, they're not even making money, like maybe $100, if that, of profit, just because they want the job. But that's going to hurt the market when they do that. And honestly, the person who's hiring them, shame on them too, because you're going for cheaper. Cheaper isn't always better. If I got to pay a little bit more because I know that the work's going to get done right and I have a warranty coming with it, then I'm going to go with the one, even if it's costing me more money, because at the end of the day, me va a salir menos, right? Because if I use some Joe Schmo who's not doing it, who I'm like, oh, he's just cheaper, right? Half the price, that tells me there's something wrong there. Why would that person only charge half of a quote that I just got? So that tells me, what kind of materials are you using? You know?
Yeah.
It's like people don't understand.
Like even us right now, like we're getting certified from all the manufacturers. Like right now, one of the top manufacturers for roofing is called Owens Corning, and I already have a portal with them already. Like I even
awesome.
Send emails. Like even like we could put their logo on our website on our advertising. They were certified by Owens Corning, like their materials. And to be that, we have to get training and all of that. So, we guarantee our work. But there's people out there right now. They're already hurting the market. They're already hurting the market. These people are hurting the market already. It's just really tough. We're really shocked with today. Because we were expecting to get those three jobs, and we were giving them a good price. But right now, we were like, "Wow, we didn't expect this to happen right now."
Were you? Yeah, I would be blown away. I would be like, "Are you serious right now?" That's insane. And especially because you guys understand the industry, and you know, let's be real, right? Over the last years, everything has gone up. Everything. And I mean everything from materials, tools, food, everything. So for people to expect, like, really, what are you making? What are they going to make off of that? Peanuts. No, I'm going to make anything.
Their day. It's just their day. Their salary, like their day, payroll, whatever that did. No profit.
That is just crazy. Yeah. You're not going to, so te estás matando, right? To just get the job and make nothing off of that. And then you having to be involved in doing the work. Like, I don't understand that. Wow. I'm sorry to hear that happened. But you know what? The people that are going to hire them, guess what? They're going to end up paying more in the long run. Because they're going to eventually have to have someone come out and either redo something because it's not going to get done right. That's just the bottom line. Or it's not going to last. That's just crazy. I don't understand these people sometimes. I really don't. When we had to get a plumber, I went with a company. You know, you have this one company that came out, bigger company, and they're like, oh, it's going to take this long or whatever. And then we talked to another company that was family owned, but because the guy put a warranty on it because he was confident when he was talking, even though it was a little bit more money, but the fact that he was straightforward about it, I went with that company, and I'm going to tell you why, because he didn't talk about anything about cutting corners. He was like, listen, I'm going to be straight out. That step, that concrete step, we got to break it. Okay. The other company said they didn't. He goes, there's no way around getting to that clean out. He's all, but when they get to it, they're going to tell you, oh, we got to break the concrete step. So that's an additional charge. And to me, it's like, be straight out about it, you know, even if I'm paying more. So just crazy. Okay. Well, we're going to pray that everything turns around, right? You know, shame on those people that they went with a cheaper price, but I mean, I get it, but I don't know. That would just make me kind of like, not everybody is like me though. Cause for me, I would be like, why would you only charge me half of what this quote is? You know,
there's people right now that are doing that. They're just giving like this whole I would say this then. Oh, I'm thinking November, October. But in October, yeah. We only had like two jobs, three jobs, and that's because we've been lowering our prices, like just to keep our guys busy and to make a little
right.
profit margins to pay our expenses, our overhead. But not even like me or my cousin or just like the company is not even making, like, it's not being profitable. That's how we changed offices, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Where I was at, we were at right now, we were paying $1,600. Where I'm at right now, we're only going to pay $900, like less than $1,000. And it comes with internet. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, you know, it has little perks. It's much more better.
And you save a little bit more, right?
And I save more, but what I'm
trying to say is, saving more.
And we're saving, but because we're trying to cut corners and everything. And that's why yesterday I was like, you know, because I'm looking, because not just with Locust Flash, but we had Angie's List, but Angie's List, we basically cut them on the neck. We brought them all the way down with their leads because their
uh-huh.
leads are pretty, really bad. But
are they?
Yeah, their leads are pretty bad. But the thing is that, you know, you'll get one out of 100.
Uh-huh.
So, and you're paying.
Oh, man.
Like, you're paying, like, a really high, like, high amount, which is, you know, not fairly. But what I'm trying to tell you is that I was looking at all my numbers. You know, I need to see where.
Yeah, everything, where you got to make cuts. I get it. You got to
make
cuts.
I
got to
make cuts.
Where you can
and
save
where,
some money.
Mm-hmm. And where
and if it's not working, yeah, what's not giving me the return? And I agree with you on that, absolutely, 100%. 100%. You got, everything's got to make sense, right? So I'm glad that we removed the Google ads and that we're able to get you through this process with the Google Verify, because I'm going to tell you, once that's up and going, you're going to see the difference. You know what I mean? It's a way better product. I always encourage it, but at the time, because you guys had already started the process, we're like, let them finish it, and then if they want us to take over, we can. But in this case, it's like not even knowing where you left off at, so we're just going to take it over and then get it situated. So I'm glad that we found that you were able to find your CID, porque a veces, like, we've had some people that have, like, had another company start it for them, right? I had this one guy just about 3 months ago. Another company started it for him. He says they've been trying to do it for 5 months. He's on, I'm paying them $450 a month just to manage it. And he's like, what's going on? And they keep telling him, oh, you got to do your background check again. Do it again. He goes, I keep submitting the background check and I don't know what the problem is. I said, okay. And he wanted us to take it over. So I told him, you need to tell them that you need your CID number. Okay. And that's all. You need your CID number. Do you know that they refuse to give him the CID number?
Wow.
But it's because they know why. Because he's canceling them and they don't want to lose it. So I told him, okay, if they don't want to give you the CID number, we can request Google to give us that access, right? But what will happen is it's going to send them the email and they're going to deny it because they don't want to give access to another company to take over what they were trying to do. So in that case, if it's worst case scenario, we just have to get you through the process all over again, which we can do, not a problem, and then have Google deny that first one. So this way only this one would be the one showing. So poor guy, I felt bad for him. He was just like, okay, let me get back to you. I got to try to figure out something, you know, but it happens. You know what I mean? In some cases, like the poor guy, he can't even get it from them. And it's like, come on, just if you guys can't do the job, give them the number already. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just got to cut
tough.
It as a loss, you know? If you guys can't do it, then you can't do it.
Yeah, it's tough.
But
like that Angie, just to let you know, like if you want some inside information for your clients or you know, potential clients.
Yeah.
So when you sign the contract, you cannot cancel
for a year.
For a year, and if they let you cancel, and if you're like really adamant about it, like I have to cancel it,
mm-hmm.
you have to pay 35%
of the renewing contract.
It's so funny you say that because someone was telling me about it. Había un señor that he signed up with Angie's. He was getting nothing but false leads. He was like beside himself, right? And he was paying them, I think it was $800 a month. And so he's like, no, cancel it. I want out. And they told him, okay, then you need to pay 35%. That's exactly what they told him. He still had like 10 months left. Then you need to pay the 35% of what's remaining of the contract of the 10 months. He's like, and he straight out told me, you know what, Nadine, I'm better off just sticking it out. He's all, because it doesn't make any sense. I don't have all that money to give up front to them right now to cancel it because they're charging me that cancellation fee. He's all, so all I can do is hope for the best that I get something out of this. He's all, but I can't afford to cancel them now. And it's pretty bad. You know, I felt super bad for him. And he's a new business, brand new business. He's basically handing out business cards, flyers, and the work that he's getting is what's paying for Angie's. That's giving him nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wow. Oh, you know? Man. So it's tough. I know. But I hear some people, you know, they have great experience with Angie's. And I won't talk bad about them. But majority of the time, it's more people, more negative than positive. You know? I hope you get something out of it, though. I really, really do. You know, at least, have you at least made the money back on what you invested or no?
No, and if I was to tell you what how much I invested, you would...
I'll probably have a patatus.
Yeah. Yeah, you,
probably.
I think it'd be the tip for you. For the whole week, you'd be like, I don't want... I'm over it.
Oh, my gosh. I can only imagine. Yeah, I mean...
That guy you're talking to...
You're like, that's peanuts.
That's peanuts. So, but if he wanted to, if you talk to him, you could tell him this. So what I did is this. I went, you could chop it in half. So I went, chopped it in half, and then there's another 12 months, and then I chopped it again another 12 and a half. So right now I brought it down to, 1500. But I was paying.
So when you chop it in half, is it like another year starts all over again?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Are you serious?
Yeah, because it's a new country.
Oh, so that's how they get away with it then. Con razón.
Yeah.
That's kind of shady on their part. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't agree
no
with that. That's not right.
You have no choice but to sign the contract. You have no choice but to sign the contract.
Well, I'm going to pray that you do get something out of what you're investing with them. I'm excited about the Google Verified, so... Don't forget, they're going to be calling you. You got the email I sent you, right? With the time?
Yes. I already put yes.
Perfect. Awesome. Yep. I just got it. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So, wait for the call then at that time. If for whatever reason, like let's say they call you and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, you know, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me right back? And they'll call you right back. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I hope you have a good rest of the day.
Okay. Thank you. You
too. Okay, Michael, you're so welcome. Okay.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.